my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is the recording date of Sunday, November the 3rd, 2013. Let's continue for a little while, for a few more minutes, in this Quran, chapter 6, verse 85. We talked about the attributes of the children of Abraham within you and me and us to facilitate freedom, justice, and equality. And we were at the point where we were talking about, it says here, and thus the last phrase in verse 85, chapter 6 of the Quran, and thus do we reward those who do good, in parenthesis, to others. We were examining the word good. This is what we must do. We must do good. We must do righteousness. We must do judgment and justice. We must activate. We must become active in the struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. Continuing with the definitions of the word good. You see, we're talking about ridding the universe and ridding the earth and ridding from and out of the human family this terrible system of death. When you study eugenics and understand that the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the wicked ruling class and ruling families and their politicians and their heads of government, heads of governmental institutions, financial, educational, and religious institutions. The leaders of these institutions have been chosen to perpetuate this eugenics program, which is death to black, brown, red, yellow, and white, poor working class. So the doing good here is the bringing in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The other definitions of the word good: that which is good, that which is kind, that which is benign, that which is right, meaning ethical. We are being charged with the mission of bringing in a system called the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, that will be absolutely beneficial and ethical. What is the word ethical? Let's hit that word right quick. Ethical is defined as having moral principles or the branch of knowledge dealing with these. So we're dealing with morality. We're dealing with the reality that this system is totally immoral. When the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers look out into the pool of leadership, they choose those who have no morals or those that are amoral, meaning they have no moral grounding. They can go with morality or immorality, depending on the situation. So we are being charged with teaching our youth that they will be responsible for bringing in a system that will be totally ruled by the moral standards of the Most High. The Most High, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Jehovah, however you want to use the name, is existing and living in any system that does not promote existing and living is an immoral, unrighteous system. So when the Quran says we reward those who do good, this is what the Quran is speaking of. a good thing, benefit, welfare, not welfare like they want to squeeze welfare and food stamps. That's a subsistence program implemented because those in power have taken living wage jobs out of the country, United States of North America, shipped those jobs, outsourced those jobs overseas to purposefully take advantage of the slave wage, low wage, no wage, colonizer wage industry market that was created by the same wicked ruling class and families. Let's see what this welfare is. This word welfare is defined as health and happiness and fortunes of a person or group. So we're talking about a system that will bring in absolute health, a lifestyle that is healthy, healthful, and full of health. This Quran agreeing with Bible, agreeing with the universe, teaching us our responsibility, welfare, prosperity, happiness. And when you research the word Yahushua and Yahshua, Yahushua the masculine, Yahshua the feminine, where we get Jesus, where we get Jesse and Jessica. Jesse is the masculine interpretation of Yahushua into the English, and Jessica is the feminine translation of the feminine Joshua or Yahshua into the English. But the definition, remember we always say health, wealth, and prosperity? So we're talking about the doing of Yahushua, the doing of Yahshua, that which is good things, that which is good and benefit, moral good, welfare, benefit, good things, welfare, prosperity, happiness, bounty. Let's hit this word bounty right quickly and see what we can learn. Bounty is generosity and liberality, monetary gift or reward, typically given by a government in particular. Now, they throw these political definitions around, liberalism, conservatism, but these words have been misused. Conservatism, these are so-called conservatives. What are they conserving? They are conserving a wicked, no good, rotten system. We conserve the universe. We conserve the mentality of the universe and the mentality of Yahushua and the mentality of Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Jehovah, which is existing and life for all. Which means that the blessings of the universe have been liberally, see, some are called liberals, but these elite liberals work with the elite conservatives to destroy poor working class people. But the universe is liberal with her blessings. She provides the blessings of herself liberally to all. So we're talking about liberality, liberalism in the truest form. And then we're linking liberation with such word. And we're looking at monetary gift and reward. We're looking at government, but we're saying that the babies and the youth will be the new government on this planet Earth, in the universe, facilitating the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, making the universe, the blessings of the universe, be liberal, liberally available to all and not just a few. So we can see that our job is great and magnificent, and our job is a tough job, but it is a job that we have been prepared to do. And if we go into the history, go into politics, study politics, study history, study systems, and then study universe, study sun, moon, stars, planet, study how the Most High has arranged the universe, study the echelons of the angelic spirit energy, soul energy. I believe 9 echelons. And these 9 echelons are reflective of the human being. 9 circulatory systems. I hope I'm saying that word correctly, circulatory systems. 9 systems correlating to the 9 echelons of the angelic spirit energy world, reflecting the power of the Most High in the universe and the power of the Most High within ourselves. And then we put all of that scientific knowledge together and we become the new government on this earth, doing good, doing righteousness, doing justice. Now let's move with this mentality to a Sunday school lesson and see some truths that we can extract from the Sunday school lesson that we've been given for November the 3rd, 2013. We move from Bible to Quran, back to Bible, and move to the universe, showing that the universe is the root, the scientific root of all knowledge, and that Quran and Bible were created by African scientists to reflect the scientific study of the material universe, so that we can take abstract ideas of freedom, justice, and equality and study academically the universe and the creation and the human family, human being, study the scripture, study the sciences, and then we can take that which is abstract and put existing material reality to it so that we may live what we have studied in the abstract. Talking to my socialist sisters and brothers whom I love. So now this Sunday school lesson is titled Preparation for Deliverance. Yahushua, when you research that word, Yahushua, see the definitions of the word Yahushua, you see deliverance, you see liberty, you see health, you see wealth, you see prosperity, you see vengeance, because the Most High wants to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class for creating such a wicked, no good, rotten system. We are being prepared for deliverance. This is looking at the African Hebrew Israelite nation in slavery, in captivity. In Egypt, we want to set the record straight. We want to teach the truth concerning that history. Hidden, unseen truth, hidden by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Now in Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, we see the 11 names. And then when you include Joseph, 12 names of the tribes of the African Hebrew Israelite nation in Egypt in captivity. I want to quickly go over some of the definitions of these names to show the attributes that are within you and me and how these attributes have been hijacked by the wicked ruling class and ruling families to be used to perpetuate and propagate the modern day system of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. That system in the days that we're reading of in Exodus was only a prophecy, reflection of today, prophecy of today. So we have Reuben. I think he might be the eldest son, but Reuben means Rahuvan, 7205, that's 7205, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means behold a son. Behold a son. And the word bane is the word for son or child, and it has to do with being son of righteousness or a son of unrighteousness and injustice. But we want to be sons of righteousness, sons of the Most High, Elohim, children of the Most High. But behold a son. And so the sons enslaved, the sons enslaved and used to further and perpetuate this system. The word behold is ra'ah, to see, to perceive, to consider, to have vision. So what we're saying is you and we are to look at the sons and the daughters and the babies and the children and have vision for those children. Because the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, they have vision for your babies and your children and want to use them to perpetuate slavery, colonialism, exploitation, death, hell, and destruction. So we must see into the babies. We must have vision to see how the babies have been sent into the earth by the Most High, prepared a body for Christ in the flesh. These are Christs in the flesh, prepared, raised up, sent into this earth realm to stand up for the Most High, stand up for the people, to fight on behalf of the poor working class masses of the people and bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Simeon, in the African Hebrew, Shimon, 8095. This word means heard, as in to hear in the past tense. This is rooted in Shema, to hear, listen, obey, to hear, perceive by ear, to hear, to have power to hear, as in language and judicial cases. So what we are looking at is how the wicked ruling class have taken the babies and caused the babies and youth to hear the wicked ruling class and not hear the Most High. The wicked ruling class have taken the babies, raised them up and raised us up into their system that we may hear them and hear Satan and hear the demons. So when we enter into government, finance, education, enter into religious institutions, we don't hear the Most High. We don't hear the cries of the poor, the cries of the oppressed. We hear the wicked and obey the wicked, and we join on into the judicial system to perpetuate wickedness and death and destruction. But the Most High wants that we create government, create judicial institutions, create all manner of institutions by hearing the Most High, by hearing Yahweh, Yahuwah, by hearing Yahushua, by hearing the cries of the poor and the afflicted, the needy and the oppressed. The next word, Levi. Levi was down in slavery. Levi means joined to. In the African Hebrew, you pronounce it Levi, 3878. It means joined to. This is rooted in another word, Leva, which means to join and be joined, to join oneself. If you read Deuteronomy 26 and 12, this tells you who we are to join ourselves to. Join our income. Join our wisdom. Our words from the lips of our mouths. It says tithe your income. Income not only means money, income, it means wisdom. It means words from the lips of our mouths. Join on your life and essence and being to the fatherless, to the widows, to the to the stranger. And the word stranger in the African Hebrew here means the traveler, the sojourner, those disenfranchised and disinherited. But instead of joining on to the masses of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, we have been maneuvered into joining on to the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families to perpetuate this system of slavery. Judah was there. This is another word signifying those who were enslaved. So Judah means praised. P-R-A-I-S-E-D. Praised. Yehuda in the African Hebrew language. 3063, and this is rooted in yada, which means to throw, to cast down, give thanks, laud, praise, confess the name of God, confess sin, and give thanks. Now, we are the arrows that the Most High wants to shoot at the wicked ruling class and families system, and with the words of truth, we throw the words of truth, justice, and righteousness. We throw the actions of truth, justice, and righteousness at the system to bring the system down. This is our mission, preparation for deliverance. We are here in this earth realm to bring this wicked system down and give thanks and praises to the Most High, to be an individual, a person, a people, an organization that lives the life of praise to the Most High, praise to life and existing, and not wanting to live under a system that is in direct opposition to existing and living. So we confess the name of the Most High. That's Yahweh. Yahuwah, or Amen, Amenet, or whatever name we want to use. And we organize around the name Yahweh and organize around living and existing. And we confess our sins, that we have been many times happy to help this system destroy. See, Yehuda is enslaved. Yehuda has been used to give praise to the wicked, praise to the wicked ruling class, praise to wicked politicians, praise to wicked system, praise to colonization and slavery and exploitation. The Most High says, no, praise me, meaning the Most High. Praise life, praise existing, praise life and existing in your sisters and brothers. Confess our sins that we have gone along with this system, and let's give thanks to the Most High. And let us give thanks to each other. The next word. Oh, I'm trying so hard to move quickly through these words. Issachar. Pronounced Yisachar in the African Hebrew, 3485. There is recompense. There is recompense. And recompense is higher reward, wages, price, fare, and worth. And so what we have seen is that wages have been denied the masses of the people because of this system. So in short, we want that all are paid their worth. You are a human being in this earth, and we must be paid our worth. We must be paid what the Most High sees in us. No more robbing and raping and destruction and theft of wages. And the wicked ruling class will be recompensed what they have done, because they have created a system of death, hell, and destruction. Zebulun is exalted. 2074. And this is rooted in another word that means exalt and honor. You see, the system exalts their own. They will exalt you if you help to destroy and kill. They exalt their politicians. They exalt their leaders of corporation. But we want to exalt the Most High and exalt life and take these principles back from the wicked and exhibit these principles within ourselves for the Most High. Benjamin, 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 1144, son of the right hand. So we're back to son and children and daughters as well. You can be a son of unrighteousness or a son of righteousness. We want to be a son and a child of righteousness, son of the right hand. Having to do with, is it power? Don't they say the right hand has to do with power? So son of the right hand, son of power, Benjamin, and I hear amen or amen in that. Son of the hidden and unseen Almighty Father, sacred masculine, Amenet, sacred feminine. Ooh, this is so interesting. Now, when you look at Benjamin, that's a masculine noun. But when you go into the compilation, and Benjamin is rooted in Yamin, and this is feminine. Wow. So here, wow, this is interesting. This is interesting. This is causing us to look at the rising sun. And on when you look at the rising sun facing the east, your right side is the south side. And the south side is the feminine side. So Yamin is the right hand and the south side facing the east. And so Yamin is feminine because the south of the him, the southern portion of the universe is the feminine side, and the northern portion of the universe facing the east is the masculine side. So this is the sun of the feminine. And so this is teaching me that we must take back the feminine and take back the masculine from the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Isn't this interesting? The next word here is Dan. See, Dan is in slavery. Judge. 1835. Dan is judge. And so, this is rooted in another word that has to do with judging and minister of judgment and executing judgment and govern. So all of these principles have been enslaved by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and they are using these principles to continue their system of slavery. And so what we are saying is, you and I are Dan, we are the judge, and let us use our judgment for the Most High. Naphtali is wrestling. Naphtali, 5321. And this is rooted in another word meaning to twist, to wrestle. And so, if we are used for the wicked, we can be twisted into that which is crafty and deceitful. Where we can be twisted into acting perversely and deceitfully. And so we want to reverse that dynamic and wrestle on behalf of the Most High, and wrestle on behalf of the poor working class masses of the people, and not be used to perpetuate that which is deceitful and destructive. The next word. Oh, let's go ahead and take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.